You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. LGBT groups have tried for years to shore up the state's Civil Rights Act, Elliot Larson, to include protection against discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. But that has failed so far in the GOP-controlled legislature. So the LGBT activist group Equality Michigan took another approach. It asked the Michigan Civil Rights Commission to issue an interpretive statement, one that would make it clear that Elliot Larson does indeed provide protections for gay and transgender people in Michigan. But that attempt hit a roadblock Monday from the state attorney general's office. With us now is Rasha Damashki, who is co-chair of the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
This has been on your radar screen, and you have been clear in your desire to offer this kind of protection to gay and transgender people in Michigan. But what happened Monday at the meeting? The Attorney General's office, Bill Schuette's office, had initially recused itself from this matter.
That day, the Attorney General's office decided that no, our representative from the Attorney General's office was going to represent us. So the question was posed to him, as to do we have the legal right to formulate an interpretive statement. And that's when the big surprise came, when we were told that no, we have no right. So my question is, why did they wait from July 24? They knew we were undergoing this exercise. Why weren't we told then that no, legally we do not have that privilege. We do not have that right. I mean, we are a commission of professional people who have high demands on their time. I feel this was really, you know, it did not respect our time, the commissioner's time. It did not, you know, what happened yesterday was not respectful of the Michiganders that traveled from all over the state of Michigan to come and present their views. If we had known all along, we wouldn't have undergone this entire exercise. It was an exercise in futility.
And Rasha, so now the it's been tabled, right? And the commission has to seek advice from Attorney General Bill Schuette?
Exactly. I mean, if they had known that this was not our prerogative, why didn't they tell us? That's the part that just puzzles me.
Did you put that question to the Assistant Attorney General, to Ron Robinson?
Absolutely.
And what was the answer?
He did not have an answer. He was following direction, and that's the direction.
So what do you think, as co-chair of the Civil Rights Commission, why do you think after initially recusing itself from this, the Attorney General Schuette's office jumped back in to tell you did not have that legal authority? Why do you think that about face happened?
I'm not a lawyer. I don't have a legal background. I rely on lawyers to give me the information, and I feel like I was misled.
Can I ask you, do you feel this question of legal protection for LGBT citizens of Michigan, is this question dead? Is it on the back burner, or do you still feel it's on the front burner?
I think it's just being tabled for now. You know, it's just being tabled. I feel like this is an issue that needs to be addressed and addressed once and for all. You know, discrimination is discrimination. In my book, no one deserves to be discriminated against. And that issue needs to be looked at. It's not right that some people can be discriminated and they have no recourse.
So now the ball is back in the court of Attorney General Schuette.
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll watch for that, and we want to thank you for taking time to talk with us, Rasha Damashki, who is co-chair of the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
When asked for a reaction, a spokesperson from the state attorney general's office said the legislature makes laws, not commissions.